You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning. I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today are Carolina Franco and Elisa Garrido, and they're here to talk about the Tom Lee Institute. Thank you all very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Now, of course, Tom Lee is a name that is, not strange to El Pasoans, or at least people who have lived here for a long time. But very few people know a lot about Tom Lee. They know that he was an artist, and of course, his dad was the mayor of El Paso. A lot of historical things. But you all, with the Tom Lee Institute, you take it a little bit further and guide them through different things. Correct? You want to tell us about that?
Yes, we developed the downtown mural tour, and we focus mainly on the Tom Lee tour called the Paso of the North in the federal courthouse, in the historic federal courthouse building. And we just dissect and every single character there that's depicted in the mural, and then we compare it in contrast to other two murals in the El Paso, downtown El Paso.
Oh, and actually what we want is just get the perspective of Tom Lee and show the history of El Paso through his eyes. So we use, everything that he did, his artwork, to show what we are all about here in El Paso. So that's basically what we try to do at the Tom Lee Institute with everything. So
it was interesting you mentioned that you take people through the murals and what is painted there. Could you give us a brief explanation, pretend we just walked into the courthouse and you step up to the mural. What do people see?
They see, there's nine giants depicted. There's not a specific character. They're all the characters from the culture that established El Paso, what El Paso is right now. So we go through each and every character, and then the mountains, the Rio Grande is depicted as well, the lighting in El Paso. And we just, for example, talk about the conquistador, the frontiersman, the pioneer family.
So, yeah, actually you get into the building and you see this wonderful mural that it's huge, and you see this very amazing giants. And the thing that is very interesting is that they're not characters of history. They're just representations of culture. So it's very interesting because you definitely recognize the Franklin Mountain, and you recognize the mountains at Juarez and different things in the mural, but you want to know more about the history. So that's the part where we come in and explain you everything that Tom Lee tried to depict with each character in the mural. So it's actually very, very interesting.
Well, as you mentioned at the beginning of the interview, it's the Paso of the North tour, and I know that he had a picture before called the painting, the Paso of the North. And some people may not understand that what exactly do you mean by Paso of the North? And so put myself in those shoes, and you're talking to me about that. I see the Spanish conquistador, and I'm going, well, what happened here? Did they go into Mexico? Did they stay on this side? Or what role does this play in El Paso? And also, what does Paso del Norte mean?
I mean, this area was some kind of oasis in the middle of the desert, so it was a very important place. At that time, obviously, we didn't have Mexico and the U.S. by themselves, but we had this place with a river that was different from the rest of the desert. So a lot of people passed through this area and stayed and rested in this place with their horses and different soldiers. And so many people came through. That's why it's the Pass of the North. So actually that's a very important fact about the area that we live in right now.
Also, you see that in the mural, you see that general merchandise is there now. So it's not just passing through, but these people are here to stay now. So they're here to create a community or what El Paso is right now, pretty much.
And I guess the people who listen and take this tour and watch you all, and perhaps they want to go later and dig deeper into Tom Lee and find out more about that. And especially when you tell them you are these people portrayed here in this mural, because that culture blended is what you are.
Exactly. Yeah, and then, from there we go to the other two murals, and one of them in the Richard White building from John Valadez has actually people from Juarez and El Paso depicted there. So it's nice for them to be able to go to see the mural and see themselves and just remember that's me right there in that mural, or that's my friend Miguel Juarez. Or
you all are art majors, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what got you interested in this specific topic?
Well, actually, I've been living in Mexico for a long time in Juarez. And I was very interested in El Paso because I started studying at UTEP. So I wanted to know more about El Paso. I was going to move here, so I wanted to learn. And actually, through the Tomlin Institute, I was able to learn a lot about El Paso and the traditions around and all these different cultures. So when I saw the mural, I'm a very visual person. So when I saw the mural, it was very interesting to see all these kinds of different people that I can identify myself with and also my friends with. So I think that's kind of the essence of the Tomlin Institute, that we give you the opportunity to just come into the office or to one of our mural tours and give you kind of like an insight of El Paso through the eyes of Tomlin, which is very amazing, like a person that was living here for a long time and was an artist and was a very amazing man. So that's actually kind of the idea.
As I mentioned before, you know, most people who live in El Paso are familiar with Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, occasionally we may have someone passing through, listening on the radio, and they're just passing through, or they're stationed here as part of the military. So what would you say, who was Tomlin?
He was just a regular El Paso citizen. It's funny to, like, know things about Tomlin and just know that he was somebody's neighbor, or he loved sitting in this little restaurant over there, or he loved going drinking coffee over there. But he was such an amazing artist as well. And he was the correspondent for Life magazine for World War II. So we have a bunch of his sketches. And it's just amazing to be able to have the opportunity to go and see all of his stuff and just learn about El Paso through his eyes.
Now, where is the Tomlin Institute?
It's located in the Chase Building, Suite 100.
Mm-hmm.
And what can people see there, Lisa, if they go visit the Tomlin Institute?
Well, we have obviously our offices, but we have some paintings in display. We have his sketches, his notebooks, a lot of his books. He actually did a lot of things. He was a correspondent for Life magazine, but also he was a writer. He wrote a lot of novels that became movies, for example, The Brave
Bulls. He was a big fan of forgive me for interrupting, but it's still on my mind.
Yeah.
He was a big fan of the bull ring, right?
Yeah, the bulls.
Yes. He actually went to Juarez a lot, and he loved Manolete, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. Manolete, because he was a very important bullfighter. So he actually wrote a novel about that, how the mm-hmm. brave bulls came into this area and how they're used for all this. So,
yeah, and that's the thing about Tomlin. He would get so interested in one topic that he would just go all out and do tons of sketches and even like write books about them, for example, also with the horses. He wrote a book about horses, or exactly like the Brave Bulls. He wrote the book Brave Bulls and everything. So it's fun to see how he paid so much attention to details.
And as you mentioned, he was, our next door neighbor. He was somebody's father, somebody's son. But at the same time, he was also somebody who cared about other people's sons, other people's neighbor. And so he wanted to bring that community together via his stories, his paintings, etc.
Yeah, He wanted the community of El Paso to realize where they were living and how El Paso came to be what it is right now, and for us to realize it. And when you get to see the mural, you get to just think about the past and how everything came to be right now.
Now, as we're talking today, you've already had a tour, but you schedule these tours regularly. And as the weather starts to warm up, I imagine that, you know, we're going to have to be cautious a little bit with the wind. But when do you have your tours, and what do people need to do to, you know, sign up for those tours, and how much time should they allot out of their schedule?
Well, we have a tour scheduled every last Thursday of the month at noon, and we meet in front of the Historic Federal Courthouse. If not, we always schedule private tours for either groups of people or one person or two people. So they could always call the Tomlin Institute and reserve their spot, or?
Yeah, actually what we want, I mean, these tours are free. So what we want is just to share with the community everything that we've learned and how we understand El Paso and how we understand the art of Tomlin and how this can relate with them. So actually we're willing to schedule at any time a mural tour. Mm-hmm. So if you call us at the Tomlin Institute or send us an email, you can schedule one at any time during the week from Monday to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, but actually you can come every last Thursday. We're there at noon. And it takes like 40 minutes.
Elisa, you mentioned that you grew up in Mexico. And so I was wondering, before you came to study here at the University of Texas at El Paso in art history, did you know who Tomlin was or anything about Tomlin? And if you didn't, what was the one thing that surprised you about Tomlin?
I think that before actually knowing Tomlin, because I actually heard of him before as an American artist, and that's it. But when I came to the Tomley Institute and talked to Adair Margo, who is our president, she gave me all these details about everything that he did. And he was a very prolific artist. He was very important at a time in the 1940s, 1950s, and a lot of people knew about him. But he stayed in El Paso. So I thought that was very interesting because a lot of my friends in El Paso, they just want to leave at UTEP. They just see UTEP as, I don't know, a step.
Like a transition.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised to see that this artist loved El Paso so much that he decided to stay. He went to Rome. He went to different places around the world, to Australia, all these places, and he decided to stay in El Paso. So I think that was very, very interesting. And also the fact that right now we appreciate people that are very famous, but not necessarily they're important or they're significant at all. So Tom Lee was a very important man, and we just want him to be famous and to be known by his people.
And Carolina, what about you? What surprised you about Tom Lee, or what stands out about him?
What stands out the most is all of his World War II things, because my grandfather went to World War II, so I kind of like try to see my grandfather in his paintings some way.
And when you talk about World War II, I know that he, as you mentioned, he was a correspondent. He also did sketches. At the Institute, do they have more than just paintings and pictures? Do they have different artifacts?
We have a lot of his pencils and sketches, his sketchbooks.
We actually found a box with all the artistic things that he used, like the utensils,
like
the tools and brushes, pencils, and the brushes, all these things. So what we did at the Tom Lee is that we used a table, one of his tables, to display all these things. And we found this photo of his studio. So we tried to reproduce everything that he did.
Tell us about your research. How did you go about doing that?
Well, it took us like 3 months to research everything for the tour. And we mainly found everything through Adair or her stories or through the special collections here in the UTEP library. We just went through a bunch of newspaper articles from 1938, 1936.
So actually, the good thing is that we have a lot of resources for that. I mean, obviously, the special collections at UTEP were very, very useful. We found articles, photographs from that time. And also, obviously, we asked about Tom Lee and about his art to people that met him, like Adair, like other members of the Tom Lee Institute that actually knew about him. So we kind of like use different sources.
And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but there was a video made by my good friend Jackson Polk and the First Lady, former First Lady Laura Bush and Adair Margo are featured. And Tom Lee is there because he died like a year after all this was put together. And if they want to find out more about Tom Lee, that's a great DVD to have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We actually have it at the Tom Lee Institute, and we have a lot of books.
Oh, so you have a book, a gift store as well?
The oral history of Tom Lee. And it was actually edited by Adair Margo, so you can totally go and see what Tom Lee said about himself and his life.
And one thing that I may—I mean, I think that there was one of his paintings hanging in the White House, correct?
Mm-hmm.
When President Bush was there,
It was the Rio Grande, actually. And right now, it's in display in the El Paso Museum of Art. And actually, former First Lady came to one of our mural tours in November, which was just an amazing experience. She loved it, and she made a lot of very interesting questions. So I think that's interesting how nationwide Tom Lee is also like important. So,
and I think it's great that young people like yourselves are interested in studying and putting this all together. Again, for people who may be interested in taking this tour or going to the Tom Lee Institute, could you give us again perhaps a phone number, contact, or even a web page that people can go and see some of Tom Lee's things perhaps? Should they just go to the UTEP webpage and contact the art department, or?
For the Tom Lee, for the mural tour, they could always contact Elisa Garrido at egarrido@tomlee.net, or the phone number is 915.
It's 915-533-0048.
That number again is 533-0048, and that would be the number that you would call to find out more about the Tom Lee Institute and also about the scheduled tours that the Institute provides for you. We've been visiting with Carolina Franco and Elisa Garrido, talking about the Tom Lee Institute and also the mural tour, The Paths of the North. Thank you all very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, DJ Orozco. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.